that later. The Patriot Pastor, as you know, welcome him.
Well, I have the distinct honor this morning in our prayer gathering to honor those that serve amongst us as pastors and elders and deacons. And if you're a pastor, an elder, a deacon in a different area of ministry, would you please stand? Folks, take a look around. To say the least, you can be seated, thank you. To say the least, this is a difficult work that they do. And I want to encourage you by telling you that during the War for American Independence and prior to, it was the Black Robe Regiment. And if you read the preaching of those days, let me tell you, I don't think anybody in this room would be anything but excited to read the kind of preaching that was being preached at that time that brought about the freedom and liberty of America given to us by the Lord. Well, you know the First Peter in chapter 2 at verse 9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Well, I will have no other king but King Jesus. How about you? It takes incredible courage to be a Christian. Four times in the first chapter of the book of Joshua, it says, "Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be of good courage." Now, why do you think the Lord had to say that four times to us in His Word? Until we could understand. And also because it was something in short supply. And even in our day, it's in short supply because it's not in the nature of man to be courageous. Only through the Spirit of God within that man and within that person could we be courageous. Now, on your agenda there, it says about the holy priesthood. And of course, we've just read that scripture. What kind of clothing should the holy priesthood wear? We know in the Old Testament they had certain vestments that they were supposed to wear. But in the New Testament, we're told to wear something different. Because we wrestle not, as it says in Ephesians chapter 6 at verse 12, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Be of good courage. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, the whole armor of God, not just part of it, don't go around half naked, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The evil day has come. The evil day is today. The evil day is here. But remember that greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. Where sin abounds, grace the more abounds. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We are told to withstand, which does not mean, and as our brother shared earlier, taking a stance of saying, "You will not pass by me." Now that does take some courage. And in the Yiddish, the word for courage and guts is chutzpah. That takes some of that. It has nothing to do with how tall you are, how wide you are, how short you are, or how thin you are. It has something to do with what the Lord has done in your heart to give you this kind of courage, that you can stand, that you prepare each and every day. You prepare. You persist. And by the way, persistence, as you remember the scripture of the woman who persisted in going to the judge every day and knocking on his door until he finally said, "If I don't do what this woman asks, she'll never leave me alone." She learned what it was to be prepared, to persist, and she also learned what it is to prevail. The Church of the Living God is going to prevail. You can get more excited than that about that. You're part of it. Do you know that in the gladiators arena in Rome, many a Christian was thrown to the gladiators? One of the little Christians who went into the arena let out a voice and said, "In the name of Christ, stop!" We need to say that today.
Yes.
And just as he was thrust through by one of the gladiators and didn't have very much voice left, he said, "In the name of Christ, stop!" And that was the last of the gladiators in the arena. How many of us will stand up and say, "In the name of Christ, stop"? We'll stand. We'll withstand. No negotiations with the enemy. How many negotiations with the enemy?
None.
No negotiations with the enemy. If you were to look in Jude chapter 9, or excuse me, Jude 9, no chapters in Jude. It says, "The archangel Michael, when contending for the body of Moses, durst not bring any railing accusation against the enemy, but simply said, 'The Lord rebuke thee.'" I have many times heard Christians all over this country as I travel say, "Well, I can resist the enemy and he'll flee from me." I say, "No, he won't. He's not going to listen to you." But when you are submitted to the Lord, submit yourself therefore to the Lord and resist the enemy and he will flee from you. Well, it takes great courage, doesn't it, when the enemy is attacking? But instead of saying, "I rebuke you," you say, "In the name of Christ, stop. The Lord rebuke thee." Jesus is the chief cornerstone, not corner jello. A living stone, not a dead stone. A lively stone. He's also the stone of stumbling. People are stumbling over Jesus every day because he is a stone of stumbling to those that would perish. He's in a rock of an offense to those that would be enemies of God. But to us, he is the stability. To us, he is the strength. To us, as Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Father, we thank you that you have called us to good courage. It's in short supply, but there's no short supply at your throne of grace. And I ask, Lord, that you pour it out over your body to all those who follow you and believe you and love you, Lord. Because this is the day that the evil day that you prophesied to us would come. It's here. But we're not afraid, because we are standing on you, Jesus the Rock. And we will stand. And we will withstand. And we will say simply, "In the name of Christ, stop." In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.